Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and our guest today is Melissa Tucker, fitness, nutrition, and holistic wellness specialist. And we've been talking about making health a habit. And before the break, we talked about exercise. But there's also diet and nutrition. So how can we make eating healthy a habit?
Nutrition is 80, if not more, percent of the whole equation when we talk about your health. So it really is, we are what we eat. And so as I guess the nutritional habits are, preparation is key. So a big way to sort of kickstart and get started is eat whole food would be my number one recommendation for someone just feeling better and performing better and digesting better. And what I mean by whole food is, if it shouldn't come in a box.
Right, yeah.
Right? So the more natural, the better. The less ingredient lists on a label, the better. If you can't pronounce a word on the ingredient list, don't put it in your body.
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way to focus on eating nutritionally sound foods. I try to stay away from the word diet, because most people, when they think of the word diet, they focus on the D-I-E, which is, yes, die. So it's the death of their favorite foods. It's the death of their freedom. It's, you know, it's not a positive thing. So nutrition is about building your health from the inside out. And whole foods would be step one.
Yeah, but we all are busy with schedules, activities. I mean, there's not enough time in the day. We perceive that. So it's so convenient to eat processed or fast food.
It takes the same amount of time to stand in a grocery store lineup and put an apple on the conveyor belt or a box of Pop-Tarts.
Sure.
So I don't buy that. Like, it really boils down to, again, making time for your health now or making time for disease later.
Right.
And once you break the body's system and ability to digest, and, you know, or once you've had, so often I'll have clients, like, it takes them having a heart attack before they realize that, you know what, saturated fats are not your friend. Healthy fats are. You know, the biggest sort of focus now in the nutrition world, in the mainstream world, is, you know, sugar. Sugar is this addictive drug that is in everything, and it's not natural sugar that's killing us. It's processed
right.
sugar
yeah.
when it's combined with hydrogenated fats. So it's really just going, okay, you know what? Healthy fats of like avocado or coconut oil or things like that, they taste delicious. And I think once people realize that healthy food is actually more delicious than fake food, then it's a lot easier to make it a habit to eat it.
So let's talk about that balanced diet. And I'm not referring to Canada's Food Guide.
No.
I'm talking about a balanced diet of protein, carbs, and fats. Now, you've touched on fats. The body requires healthy fat, but we treat it like a four-letter word.
Right.
And we try to avoid it. But we're doing ourselves a disservice in doing that.
Absolutely. I mean, to get the essential fatty acids, basically, when you eat a protein, you're supplying your muscles with the branched-chain amino acids to build muscle fiber. When you eat a carbohydrate, and carbs are not like a loaf of bread. People think carbs are bread products and cereal. Carbohydrates are vegetables. They're fruits. There's carbohydrates in proteins, in whole grains. Carbohydrates feed your ATP and energy system. So you need carbohydrates to effectively have energy throughout the day. And then fats are what feed your brain. So if you feel crazy on a DIET diet, yes, you're dying because your brain is asking for nutrients. So, you know, having like fish with lots of healthy fats in it, or having, again, avocado, not only has great healthy fats, but it's also really, really filled with fiber, which when you're looking for carbohydrates, you want to increase the amount of fiber in it. And fiber and fat have a similar effect that when they're in a meal, they're going to slow down the digestion of the protein or the carb or the sugar in that actual meal so that your body has an opportunity to actually absorb the nutrients. If you have a really high sugared, say, fruit, for instance, you're going to eat it, you're going to get really quick energy, and then it's going to die off. But if you have, so that would be like, say, a fruit like a banana. So a banana is a quick form of energy. If you were to have, say, an apple, staying in that fruit family, and eat the peeling of the apple, there's lots of fiber in that peeling. So when you eat that, it actually slows down the sugar hitting your bloodstream. So it's not spiking your insulin levels and then dropping down, yeah, which is what you want when you want to stabilize your energy.
So lots of good sugar when you got those good polysaccharides versus a processed sugar.
Right. Processed sugar is giving you nothing but just that. It's just spiking. So basically the whole obesity epidemic that's going on, and or even, you know, someone wanting to lose that last, you know, 10 pounds of fluff, let's say, or their little muffin top, that I'm thinking all these words that people come to me with. But it really is a chase between insulin and cortisol.
Yeah.
And when that chase goes on, so when you are in constant, and stress is plays a big factor in this as well. If you're eating your food when you're rushed or stressed, i.e. fast food in your car, and so many people do, your body's in this fight or flight mode when it's trying to fuel up. So it's kind of like pulling up to the gas pump with your car, but never really stopping and turning off the ignition when you pump in your fuel. No one would ever pump their car with fuel if the car was still moving.
Yeah.
Right? We even have to turn off the engine. But when we think of our bodies, we eat on the go all the time. And so it's not giving us the opportunity to come down and allow the body to actually chew, swallow, digest, and process.
Yeah. And if a lot of us don't get enough protein, mm-hmm, what happens if we don't get enough?
Well, protein amounts, again, like I mentioned, protein builds your muscle. So if your goal is to build more lean muscle fiber and to decrease body fat, then protein is a key ingredient that you must get. You want to diversify your sources of protein as well. So, you know, mixing up the meat proteins as well as some vegetable-based proteins and really getting a broad spectrum of your branch chains.
So would you say that a balanced diet then, protein, carbs, and fats, would you have, let's say it's an 1,800-calorie diet, would you have 600 of each of calories?
You know what, that's really totally individually specific to my client's need or to the individual need. I think that if we're talking about making health a habit, I don't count calories with clients.
Okay.
I teach them to identify first your macronutrients. So on a really basic level, just getting a diversified spectrum of vegetables. So an easy way to think of it is with vegetables and fruits, green means go. That easy rule means if you have anything green, if you're talking about kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, celery, all those things, that gives an indication that you're going to get higher in fiber, you're going to get all those phytonutrients. That's an easy key to remember. Whereas if, again, not focusing on being on a diet,
right,
I want to teach people about nutrition. And so having it be a habit is like, start with whole foods. Start with having one food from a protein source. Here's a list of protein sources that you can choose from. Eggs, chicken, turkey, fish, you know, all of those. Then here's your carbohydrate choice. You want to think, if you're picking a grain, it has to say whole grain. So those basic rules are empowering, and they give people freedom. And that is the key if you want it to be a lifelong habit, is that nobody wants to have stuff taken away from them. It's like an automatic response of like, what, you can't have this, you can't have that. Well, guess what? It's like saying, don't think of a pink elephant. Whatever you do, just don't think of a pink elephant.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you're going to do? You're going to think of a pink elephant, right?
Yeah.
So you really want to focus on all the things you can have. And let's be real, if someone's going from eating fast food 6 out of 7 days a week, 2 out of 3 meals a day, which most people, majority, are, which is scary, if you say, you know what, make two out of your three meals at home and let this week's habit, healthy habit be, don't eat anything that comes in a box.
Perfect.
You will see results in the first 7 days with that one little rule. Right? And then what you're doing is you're creating them, you're making the focus on what you can have. And that's the key. That's where freedom comes from. That's where confidence comes from, is that you want to have them have fun in the kitchen, play with ingredients, get your kids involved with going grocery shopping. Like, I love grocery shopping. Why? Because my mother taught me when I was a child that it's fun. Right? So yeah, it's really empowering when you know that there are more choices than just five things on a takeout menu.
Melissa, we're almost out of time. We could keep going here.
I know. We could talk forever.
So, quick summary.
Yeah.
80% is diet, or not diet, but nutrition for fitness and health. Eat whole food. Anything not in a box.
Yeah, go anything. The least amount of processing, the better.
Green means go.
Green means go when it comes to veggies and fruits.
Takes the same amount of time at the grocery store to buy an apple or a box of Pop-Tarts, you said?
Yep, so that's where you have to have your intention set. Go to the grocery store with a list to stay on track.
And take time to stop and eat and digest.
Absolutely.
Melissa, thanks for joining us on Insights for Health. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
You can actually go to my website. It's melissatucker.com, or shoot me an email, melissa@melissatucker.com.
I've been talking with Melissa Tucker, professional fitness, nutrition, and holistic wellness specialist, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Insights for Health. We didn't talk a lot about supplements today, but I wish we could have got to that, but any supplements that you require are at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. You can like us on Facebook or visit our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com, for all our store information and our radio show page, where you can re-listen to this presentation and any previous shows at thehealthyhabitchatham.com. So take advantage of everyday low prices at The Healthy Habit, where we help you to help yourself. Live healthy, live wise, live strong, one step at a time.